Get 5 hilarious party games in the Jackbox Party Pack from the creators of You Don't Know Jack. Now on Xbox One, PS3, PS4, Steam, and more. Go to jackboxgames.com for more info.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here at the Sears Tower. Don't ask why. I got invited to a thing unexpectedly and ran into some people, and I was introduced to my unexpected guest tonight, but I'm always on podcast duty. I'm here with Hannah Copen from Canvas Chicago, the DIY space, which is serendipitous because we just got done with the podcast interviewing representatives from Young Camelot and the Dojo to other DIY spaces. So this was very serendipitous, very interesting, and very on the fly last minute. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing wonderfully. It was so nice to meet you.
It is. Thank you so much for meeting me and then instantly agreeing to do a podcast, because that's not a thing I think most people ask off the bat, like, oh my God, you're doing that thing? And it just fit with the theme of what I'm doing this week. So that's really great. Appreciate it. So the Canvas is a DIY space in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying the Canvas, but it's Canvas Chicago. Canvas is a DIY space in Chicago. Let's get some background. Like, how long have you been involved? What's your role? Kind of bring us into that.
Absolutely. So I have been involved with Canvas a little over a year. I first found out about them when I went to their second annual New Year's Eve party at the Chop Shop mm-hmm. last year, and that was called Voyager. And Voyager is our annual New Year's Eve party that we put on. Canvas is essentially many different things. We are not only a DIY space, we're also a community of like-minded artists, entrepreneurs, artists of all walks of life, actors, writers, visual artists, sculptors.
So the whole creative spread.
Whole shebang. Yeah, absolutely. And I got involved by just being completely wowed by their production, their level of execution. They have an extremely, extremely superb staff. Mm-hmm. I know Vincent is my buddy. He lives in Canvas, and he actually has his own, he goes by Dreambait, DRMBT, mm-hmm. but his unique artistic capabilities are one of the things that make Canvas stand out from all of the rest. There are 5 different projectors set up in the space, in right. our space alone, and it can actually create an immersive 360-degree video projection mapped environment for your guests that you can custom create by just telling Vincent, hey, I want a skyline of Chicago plus underwater bubbles plus 3 fish that are blue, yellow, and pink.
That's amazing.
And then, yeah. Yeah. It's really, really unique. It's really interesting. And my role in Chicago is kind of at Canvas Chicago is the event coordinator. I help book the space. I help, I do have a lot of roles, but my main role is to get the word out there, tell people about our space, and hopefully make our space accessible to the public while also creating and producing fantastic events that are not only including music and live art and live bands and video projection mapping, but it creates a space where other artists can collaborate on projects together and network together to make something and even better than what their own brain could come up with.
Right on. So that's all very impressive. For you personally, let's get a little bit of background. Like, were sure. you doing event work before you connected with Canvas, or what's kind of your creative expertise area, you know, prior to teaming with them?
Sure. So I was just fresh out of school, kind of, when I found Canvas and when I went to their first or their second New Year's Eve party at the Chop Shop. Last year we had it at Moonlight Studios. Over 1,500 people came, and it was the biggest event that we did so far. I have a little background in event programming that I did at school, mm-hmm. although my main expertise is filmmaking. Okay. I'm a filmmaker and actress, and I am pretty excited to release a new event series that I'm going to be holding every 2 months or so at Canvas Chicago that is going to be a film screening series.
Is there a title for that yet, or is it still too early?
Still too early to officially release the title. I would suggest coming to our monthly series event, monthly event series primer. Mm-hmm. We've got one coming up April 21st from 7 to 11 p.m. It's called Canvas Primer. You can find it on Facebook, facebook.com, and our website, canvaschicago.com. It's going to be right up on the homepage, but it's essentially a platform for artists to get up on stage for a brief 2-minute presentation about an idea or a project they have and to express their needs to the audience, whether or not they have an idea for a fashion company that they want to start and they need somebody to help them take the photos for the website.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think that that's okay. So I know we just met. I teach at Columbia College, and like that's something I stress to my students. It's like you're all in this creative community together. I'm like, if one of you needs photos but you know how to make a website and somebody else needs a website, and you know, you see, like, but that's so important to be able to tap into that community that exists in Chicago, but help connect people who might need each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what we are planning on doing. We are doing. That's exactly what Canvas stands for. It's all about bringing the right people in the room and meeting people who want to create and collaborate and talk about things that need to be talked about and actually execute sustainable art.
So, you know, yeah. So being that Canvas, of course, exists in Chicago, it's in Wicker Park, kind of like right in the heart of everything. How do you view the DIY or the creative communities in Chicago, since that's obviously something you're so tapped into?
Mm. How do I view them?
Like, how do you view the state of, like, DIY culture or, like, the creative community in Chicago? Like,
well, I'm just so...
I know that's a big question.
I'm just so incredibly inspired by everybody that I've met through any DIY space I've been to. I mean, I think it's just this city in particular. I've lived in New York. I've been to LA. I've lived in London. I honestly think that Chicago is the mecca for DIY spaces. It is the mecca for people, young budding artists, to connect with one another, to really want to make something work as a unit, as a community. And I've never found another city that has people that are so open-minded and so welcoming to actually create a family. And I really, really believe that Chicago is different and unique in that sense, where we have so many communities to connect with and they're all open, you know?
Yeah.
I don't feel like excluded from one just because I'm associated with one or another.
No, it's very collaborative. It's
yes.
very connective.
Yes.
So I'm only going to do one or two more questions because I know we're like at this crazy fancy party here at the Sears Tower.
And I know. Let's go dance.
Yeah. So just, you know, one or two more. Like, A, how can people find out about what Canvas is doing? Like, what's the web portal? Like, how can they, you know, check it out?
Sure. Well, our website is canvaschicago.com. We are also on Instagram at canvaschi. Mm-hmm. CanvasChi. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter.
So you're everywhere.
Canvas Chai, yep.
And then final question, if you know, anyone in the creative community is like filmmaker, event producer, like, you mm-hmm. know, a musician, anyone wants to connect with you, get in front of you since you're the, you know, the event coordinator there, mm-hmm. how can they connect with you? Is there a way that they can reach you?
Absolutely. So my name is Hannah Copen. You can find me on Facebook. You can find my email. My work email is canvashannah@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. I am always available. I would love to connect with you and collaborate with you and definitely help you create an event that's memorable and unique and inspiring.
That's amazing. I hugely, enormously, I say this to everybody, but I really appreciate the time because, again, we're at a party and we didn't know each other until, like, our friend Elisa introduced us, like, 10 minutes ago, and you were so gracious to take time out of the party to do a podcast. Like, thank you so much. This is so cool because, again, I've been focusing on the DIY thing for this series of podcasts that I'm doing this week, and so it was so serendipitous and so cool to run into you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It really was. Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.